This is GQDN for Monday, August 12th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest. By the way, there's an Audible sale where you can get 12 credits if you subscribe to them. So not only you get those 12, you get one more. So go try it, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. The great drink mixes. Ooh, yum stuff. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Once again, good stuff. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Fortnite news, a little bit of Sonic, and an unannounced game. But today, we begin with an acquisition, because Tango Gameworks, which is the maker of Hi-Fi Rush, has been bought by Krafton. And this is brought to us by Engadget.com. So here's what Krafton did write in a press release that was reported by Polygon. Quote, Krafton intends to collaborate with Xbox and ZeniMax to ensure a smooth transition and maintain continuity at Tango Gameworks, allowing the talented team to continue to develop the Hi-Fi Rush IP and explore future projects. Now, that's a $7.5 billion purchase of ZeniMax. Oh no, this is after Microsoft made a $7.5 billion purchase of ZeniMax in 2021. And then they shut down three studios: Arcane Austin, Tango Gameworks, and Alpha Dogs. And Krafton bought Tango Gameworks. Now, Tango Gameworks was founded in 2010 by a former Resident Evil 4 game director, Shinji Mikami, and they really made its name with the game called The Evil Within, and Hi-Fi Rush was a big-time departure from that game, and that game did sell and got high remarks. Now, we go to Assassin's Creed, which could possibly slay Hi-Fi Rush. Just saying, because Assassin's Creed Shadows, according to GamesRadar, is pushing some of the limits of what Ubisoft can do for the consoles. Now, Carl Honey was talking with Game Industry Biz, and they were talking about the development of Assassin's Creed Shadows. So Carl did say, quote, it's great to work on a game that comes after something with the pedigree of Valhalla, end quote. And Assassin's Creed Valhalla was a 2020 RPG great game. But he continued, quote, but obviously there are great expectations. We always want to go better with what we're trying to do with Shadows. We are pushing the limits of what we can do. It's something we have always wanted to do, but we wanted to find the right time. And I'm sure the other teams would have liked to do it too. Now, Assassin's Creed Shadows is made by Ubisoft Quebec, which is the same team that was behind this Assassin's Creed Odyssey and Valhalla. And Oni did believe that Odyssey gave Ubisoft Quebec some experience to make Assassin's Creed Shadows. Further quote, but it also felt like the right moment, because we have the power in terms of the hardware, but also our new version of the game, so we could really deliver our version. It was important for us to have things like light and shadows, which is very performance hungry, and the things like dynamic weathers. So we'll see if it does push the limits of both Xbox Series and PlayStation 5. Now, speaking of PlayStation 5, PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that the Astrobot controllers are being sold on eBay. So the pre-orders went live last Friday, and they sold out almost instantly. And a lot of those controllers were picked up by the scalpers, because now they can be found on eBay for more than twice the retail price. Now, the Astrobot DualSense controller is in a limited quality, so they will not be restocked. So if you missed out on buying one, you could get one for about $125 to $200. Yep, and Spider-Man 2 for PlayStation 5 covers did the same thing. Popularity has a price, but sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes you can't even see it. DualChakras.com did say that there's a Valve MOBA called Deadlock, and it has 16,000 players. Now, Deadlock was an unannounced game, but it was released on Steam, and the Steam charts, once it was released, said that earlier today, of the 24-hour peak, they had about almost 17,000 players, and the number is steadily going up. So, on Twitter, at PlayerIGN did say, quote, leak, gameplay of Valve's upcoming 6v6 four-lane third-person shooter MOBA, Deadlock, formerly Neon Prime. 19 heroes are currently available in closed beta. Well, this is a third-person MOBA game, and according to DualChakras, Deadlock's looking good. But Deadlock already has more players than the games that have multiplayers in it so far this year. And those are the ones that are released right now. So there you go. Oh, Halloween is coming. Yeah. IGN.com did say that Halloween is getting its own Unreal Engine 5 game. And the director of the movie, the original director, has some input with it. That's John Carpenter. And he is connected to the game. In fact, here's what Carpenter did say about this. Quote, as a huge gamer myself, I'm thrilled to help bring Michael Myers to life again in this game. And my hope is to scare you silly, end quote. So, the game will allow players to relive some of the moments of the film, and you'll be able to play as some of the characters from the original film. So now that Halloween is more than 45 years old, there have been some video games that were based on the franchise. And that was the 1983's Halloween on the Atari 2600, where you play as a babysitter, and you have to try to find a safe room while being hunted by Michael Myers. And yes, there's a horror game that's out there called Evil Dead the Game. But the Boss Team's game CEO, Steve Harris, did say to IGN, quote, everyone at Boss Team Games are huge fans of horror, and Halloween obviously holds a special place in the hearts of all horror fans. Getting to work with the iconic characters like Michael Myers and build on John Carpenter's original vision is literally a dream come true. Everyone at the Boss Team is thrilled and honored to be working with Malik Akkad and John Carpenter to deliver a one-of-a-kind experience that fans of the movie and video games will love. So yeah, you can wish list it. Now we get to something that we missed last week. In fact, last Monday. Because according to GameSub.com, Avowed will launch February 2025. So what happened here? Well, Xbox took a look at their game list and said, well, since we have a lot of games coming, we can move some back. And they said that Avowed will be one of the ones that's moving back. So now if you're looking for Avowed, you can look for the game on February 18th, 2025. Now for those that care, according to VG247, EA Sports FC 25 added some people. In fact, they're bringing about 13 new heroes to the roster, and I was just to give you some of them. Balis Mutadi, Pharrell Williams, Jeff Stam, Laura George, Tim Howard. Those are some of them, but there's a few more. And they did give some, let's say, some powers to some of those, at least in the reveal. When they showed the reveal there on YouTube. Now, we get to something that people really didn't like. According to PC Games N, Helldivers 2 CEO is disappointed because the players hated the new update. Yep, that happened. And the CEO was talking about it. In fact, the CEO is named Shams Jorani, and he talked about the update and said, quote, I haven't spoken to everyone, of course, but many of us are disappointed on a few levels. On one hand, the update has a bunch of nice stuff that isn't getting talked about, maybe deservedly so, as many aren't happy with the latest balance round. I think more broadly, yet it also has us discussing the path ahead and what we can do to avoid this situation again. I think a lot of you fairly point out WTF. We went through this earlier this year. Why are we here again? And I hate sounding like a broken record, but A, we haven't a long lead times on development. What you see is a result of weeks and months of development work. some changes take time before they show. B, not a whole lot of time has passed between now and June balance run. Most people are still on vacation, end quote. Now, people did raise some issues with the revised time to kill, to where the CEO said, quote, TTK is too high, then that's time to kill. So we shall see what happens if they try to fix that, because people didn't like the fire damage being nerfed and the enemy time to kill is higher than ever. And the hardest difficulty option is unbalanced. And that's what people were talking about, and that's why the CEO was talking. So we'll see what they do. Now Sonic is being delisted. DualShockers.com said that while Sonic Generations is being delisted, it will be available in a Sonic bundle. So, the Sonic Hedgehog Legacy Bundle is at a price of $59.99, so $60. And some of those games, such as Sonic's Generations Collection, which is being delisted on September 9th, is a part of that bundle. In fact, Sonic Adventure DX, Adventure 2, Adventure 2 Battle, Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Episode 1 and 4 Episode 2, Sonic 3D Blast, and Sonic Spinball is all a part of it. So looking at the price, you're looking at $60 overall. And under the current Steam price, could this be a value? Sonic Hedgehog Generations Collections at $20. Add 8 to that, so 28, plus 10, 38, plus 3, 41, plus 10, 51, plus 10, 61, and the last two games will be a total of $10, so $71. So just short of $71. Is that a value or not? If you like Sonic, you might want to get that one. Now, we talk about some Xbox, because Xbox will tone down Game Pass messaging for Call of Duty Black Ops 6. Now, this is part of rumor, so welcome to Rumorville, of course. It's going to be Rumorville for the next one, too. Clute on Twitter was talking about this. Rumors / speculation. According to both Lord Cognito, Ambitious 696, they both heard off the record Xbox isn't allowed to massively market Call of Duty Black Ops 6 launching day one into Game Pass. Randall Thor 19 alluded to this as well, speculating ongoing market restrictions. So that was on the Iron Lords podcast, and they were talking about it. And essentially, according to the agreements that happened, assuming that's about the acquisition of Activision, Xbox cannot promote the game. I'm just assuming here. Well, here's why I'm assuming that. Paris Lilly, which is an IGN and Kinda Funny contributor, did talk on the Iron Lords podcast and said, quote, "While I was at Treyarch, and these were off-the-record conversations, the people involved shall remain nameless. We having a conversation about Game Pass and the impact that they think is going to have on Black Ops 6. Some people of Treyarch think it's going to be a big deal on Game Pass, but you're not going to see that in big marketing push that you would expect, where Game Pass is uttered every other word." So that's a pretty hard rumor. But there's another one. .esports said that Fortnite could get a Simpsons crossover. Well, that's according to a leak. In fact, here's what Sam Leaks did say on Twitter, quote, "Rumor, Fortnite X and Simpsons is in development. I received this via email from an anonymous source who leaked the upcoming Fortnite Disney Shop Avatar collaboration." Now, yes, Fortnite is going to combine that with Disney. This was discovered at D23. Because they're going to hook up with Star Wars and the Disney villains. So, could they go to The Simpsons? I wouldn't doubt it. I would not be surprised at all. But I think somebody saw this deal and just went, what? PC Games N said that if you got a VR, you can get a game that is 94% off. And it is the Escape Simulator. And it is a part of the Great Escape Room Humble Bundle, where you get Escape Simulator, We Are Here Forever, Escape Academy, Escape from Misty Wood Mansion, Doors Paradox, Escape the First Alchemist, We Are Here Expeditions, The Fiend Ship, and 40% off of the Escape Academy coupon. So we do love Humble Bundle. If you got VR, Yeah, you love Humble Bundle too. Now we go to a release. According to PushSquare.com, the sandbox detective title, Shadows of Doubt Sleuths, will be on PlayStation 5 this September. So this is a sandbox detective title. You're going to be a detective. Right now, it is in early access on PC. And the testing period comes to an end on September 26th, because that's when it releases the PlayStation 5 game. So you want to be a detective? Well, be on Xbox X and S as well on September 26th. So enjoy it. Oh, poor Xbox person. According to PureXbox.com, a fan did discover that their $13,000 copy of Halo is only worth $25. Yep. Well, that was at the TV show Pawn Stars, and they were talking about the Halo Combat Evolved in the most recent episode, where the owner believed that they possess a $13,000 copy. But, as so it goes, in fact, Captain Navi on Reddit did say, quote, "But the first-person shooters to the mainstream. What the hell are these guys on? Forget all the huge FPS games that were immensely popular before Halo. So why is it $25? Well, the game did appear to be resealed at some point of its existence. That is why it lost value. And it isn't a sealed copy from back in 2001, where it could have been worth up to or over $25,000, depending on the condition. But the resealed status means it's only $25 at best. Too bad. We're not bad. We're okay. We're good. This has been a Dawn Forge production. Yeah, stuff does happen. 2024, all rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.